Committee will come to order. This morning, other bills reported out of subcommittee.
Would you, again, Representative Hill?
Jackie?
Yes.
Could you read Representative Hill's point?
House Bill 2877, relating to criminal fines and assessment, public safety fund. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee unanimously recommends that House Bill 2877 be approved, as well as the A6 conflict amendments. House Bill 2877 reflects the work of an interim work group made up of legislators, interest groups, and the governor's office. It also reflects the session work of the House Judiciary Committee. It redirects 70.35% of the monies in the criminal fine assessment account to the general fund and 29.65% to the criminal fine and assessment public safety fund. It establishes the criminal fine and assessment public safety fund, provides for continuous appropriation of the funds to the Department of Revenue, and establishes three distribution priorities. Distribution priorities are: 1, public safety standards, training and facilities, criminal injuries compensation and assistance to victims of crime, and 3, emergency medical services enhancement account. Funds may not be allocated for any other purpose. The funds are to be distributed as the Legislative Assembly so directs. House Bill 5050 is the companion bill that contains the fund distribution plan. All current programs and services are continued. Programs and services that do not fit the new distribution formula are shifted to general fund. The subcommittee discussed the fiscal and revenue impact of the bill and unanimously recommended approval of the bill. It also recommends that the committee approve -6 conflict amendments to House Bill 2877, which simply addresses technical changes that will be necessary if House Bill 3357 becomes law.
Thank you. Is there a discussion? Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Early on, and I think this is before even the A amendments, there was a concern what this would do to our rural local infrastructure for the 911 issues that monies had been used for ambulances and other kinds of necessities, local level and rural communities. Are we taken care of there?
Yes.
Thank you.
Representative Patridge.
Hey, Mr. Co-Chair. I'd just like to thank the work of Representative Schrader and Co-Chair Westland and I in the governor's office. We worked hard on this bill during the interim, had a lot of meetings on it, and I think the Judiciary Committee did a good job. So we got partway there.
Okay. Is there further discussion? If not, is there objection to moving House Bill 2877 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation? If not, it's ordered. House Bill 3433, Senator Carno.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3343D extends the sunset for a temporary 10-cent per pack cigarette tax from January 1, 2002 to January 1, 2004. The bill defines cigar for purposes of the Tobacco Products Tax Act, and it reduces the other tobacco tax to 50 cents per cigar. By extending the sunset, the bill generates nearly $35.1 million for use in the Oregon Health Plan. If the tax were allowed to sunset on January 1, 2002, another source of state funds would need to be identified to support the Oregon Health Plan programs that are currently funded by this tax. Alternatively, the program would need to be reduced or eliminated. Recommends approval.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 3433 as amended out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation? Senator Brown?
Thanks, Senator Trout.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question.
The 10-cent tax.
This additional 10 cents per pack cigarette tax was taken out. Is that
yes.
My understanding? Okay.
And the co-chairs are going to be moving Senate Bill 9, which deals with a low-income drug plan for elderly and the seniors. And it will be through Oregon State University Pharmaceutical Department.
Mm-hmm. This 10 cent per pack additional cigarette tax was to pay for a drug program. Was that it? It's part of some other piece of legislation?
That was what it was discussed for at one point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it the tradition that we make substantive changes to measures like this?
Well, this session, Senator, we've had a lot of traditions in this committee.
Okay.
And we've done a lot of substantive changes.
Okay.
That are not customary and usual in this committee, but the bill was sent here by the Senate Rules Committee,
mm-hmm.
with the approval of the leadership that the 10 cents extra be removed, because the 10 cents needs to be retained to help balance our budget.
We're retaining the 10 cents. The extra was to be taken out for what reason?
You ought to speak with somebody that has a higher job description than I do.
Okay, okay.
And it's the Senate President and the Speaker of the House.
Okay, they wanted it taken out. Okay, all right, I got the idea. I'm going to be a no.
Okay, Senator Brown?
Mr. Co-Chair, I hope that in addition to Senate Bill 9, we can actually provide some dollars for seniors out there. I thought this was a good proposal. I'm hoping we can find some money for the seniors in the state of Oregon that don't have prescription drug coverage, all 150,000 of them. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Is there further discussion? Senator Farrelly.
Mr. Co-Chair, thank you. I appreciate the good senator from the Capitol's concern about the traditions, but it was unusual to have a 10% tax increase added in a substantive committee, not a revenue committee. We wanted to send a suggestion to refer that bill back to the revenue committee.
That's a good idea.
No interest in adding a 10% tax at any rate. So, I guess what I'm saying, Mr. Chair, is that
that's probably why I didn't go.
Removing that provision actually puts it back on track for this day. Thank you.
Further discussion, Co-Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not to take exception to my guest co-chair, but I would say that this committee has actually dealt with the Ways and Means process in a much more traditional Ways and Means fashion, that it has been operated in a more open and inclusive manner than in many sessions past. With regard to the tradition that has not been adhered to, I would like to echo Senator Farrelly's comments with regard to a 10-cent tax being put in a bill in a rules committee, not the traditional revenue committee, and that the issue was floated early in the session, legitimately discussed in the revenue committees, deemed in the wisdom of those committees not to be appropriate at this time, and then late in the session, here comes a 10-cent tax with days to go. I don't think that, while it may be traditional, is an appropriate way to levy a tax. So I applaud the subcommittee's action in taking the tax out, and I applaud leadership's position on this particular subject. Also within this bill, we find, finally, the reduction of taxes on one particular tobacco product, the cigar tax, which has been extremely onerous on tobacconists in this state in trying to sell cigars locally. I would have every expectation that with the reduction of this very onerous tax on our local purveyors, that we will actually increase revenues to the state of Oregon based on the fact that there will be more cigars sold in-state and not just on the internet or across state. I could tell you a interesting story about going to a particular cigar provider in downtown Portland and what my response when I purchased a fairly large dollar volume of cigars. But
if
other than that,
keep talking, you'll get another response.
Furthermore,
I was a yes vote.
Is there further discussion on this bill? Representative Hayden.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, I hate to continue the discussion, but I can't help but comment that the object of a tax is not to sell more of the product, it is to sell less of the product, and to use that revenue for good purposes. I think an onerous tax on cigars is well-intended and should remain in place because it reduces the use of the product, and this is a healthy thing which saves the state money in health care costs down the line. But I will still vote yes on this bill.
Okay, is there further discussion? If not, the motion is to move House Bill 3433 as amended out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Is it? I'll be a no.
Senator Troll be recorded as voting no. Is there any other no votes? If not, motion passes. House Bill 5025, Legislative Agencies, Co-Chair Westland.
House Bill 5025 specifically indicates that if you lower the tax on cigars, House Bill 5025 is the budget bill for the six legislative branch agencies, including the Legislative Assembly, Legislative Administration Committee, Legislative Council Committee, Legislative Fiscal Office, Legislative Revenue Office, and the Commission on Indian Services. Although their budgets are contained in one bill, each of these entities is a separate state agency with unique statutory responsibilities. Overall, the budgets total $59.6 million general fund, which is a 9.7% increase compared to maintaining the current service level. The increase is due to the inclusion of several policy packages in the budget of the Legislative Administration Committee, most of which relate to improvements in information technology. Most noteworthy is the $2.3 million to continue the technology transition project, which is a multi-biennium effort at replacing aging information systems with new technology that will better serve the legislators and public's needs. Combined budgets were reduced by $242,000 for changes in state agency assessments and 1% reductions in services and supplies and out-of-state travel. The Natural Resource Administration positions in the Legislative Assembly budget were eliminated, and the savings used to fund position reclassifications in the Legislative Fiscal and Legislative Revenue Offices. The bill disappropriates $100,000 from the 9901 budget and reappropriates the funds to the Legislative Revenue Office for continuation of the Oregon Tax Incident Model Project. Three unfunded positions are added to the Legislative Council Office to end the longtime practice of double-filling existing positions. Except for the assessment and 1% reductions, the budget for the Commission on Indian Services was approved at the current service level. Three facility projects were removed from the Legislative Administrative Committee's budget, and the resulting savings redirected to pay for debt service on certificates of participation approved for the Capitol Building infrastructure improvements in House Bill 2276. The facilities projects that are cut from the operations budget have been incorporated into the infrastructure project. Except for the adjustments noted earlier, the budgets were approved at the current service level. Your subcommittee recommends approval.
Is there a discussion? If not, the question is moving House Bill 5025 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Representative Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just wanted to state again for the record, there's not one penny in this budget to remodel leadership offices.
There is not that, but there is money to expand this table so more people can sit here. Is there further discussion? If not, House Bill 5025 moves to the House with a due pass recommendation. House Bill 5050, Representative Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5050 reflects a fund distribution plan that was developed in part by an interim work group made up of legislators, interest groups, the governor's office, and finalized by the House Judiciary Committee. All programs and services that were supported in the 9901 session are continued under House Bill 5050 in its funding plan. Programs and services that do not fit the new distribution formula adopted in House Bill 2877 are shifted to the general fund. To accomplish this fact, the bill appropriates $13.4 million general fund in nine programs and services that previously were funded with criminal fines and assessment account revenue, and allocates $34.6 million criminal fine and assessment funds for the three distribution priorities established in House Bill 2877. The criminal fine and assessment public safety funds are distributed as follows. $17.6 million for public safety standards, training facilities, and memorial fund. And $15 million for criminal injuries compensation and assistance to victims of crime and emergency medical services enhancement account. Subcommittee discussed the fiscal impact of the bill, adopted the Dash 2 amendments, and passed the bill out with unanimous support. We urge full support by this committee.
Is there discussion? If not, is there objection to moving House Bill 5050 as amended out to the House where they do pass recommendation? Not the motion passes. Senate Bill 5518, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5518 is the budget bill for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. The department is charged with managing, protecting, and enhancing the state's fish and wildlife and their habitats to provide the optimum economic, commercial, recreational, and aesthetic benefits. The recommended budget for the department totals $208.5 million. The budget includes $20.5 million in general fund, $10.5 million lottery funds, $86.4 million other funds, and $93.8 million federal funds. The recommended budget is 4% above the governor's recommended budget, primarily due to funding of the fish screening program with Measure 66 lottery funds and to funding of continued operation at three hatcheries closed in the governor's budget. The budget assumes continuation of the fee increase passed by the 99 legislature. The revenue from removing the fee sunset in House Bill 2166 will support 43 positions and program activities that could not otherwise be funded. After the governor's budget was developed, another fund's budget shortfall of approximately $6.4 million was identified. The shortfall included repayments of loans from dedicated accounts and needs for ending balances, working cash for cash flow needs, and higher personal services expenditures for estimated cost of living adjustments. The budget addresses the shortfall with a combination of program reductions, additional general fund, and increased revenues from higher than projected license sales in 1901. The recommended budget pays off the outstanding debt to the Fish Endowment account with $2.1 million general fund. The budget also includes 45 packages not included in the governor's recommended budget to address the reductions from the shortfall and to restore pieces of the reductions with additional general fund. The additional packages also include directions to the agency to reorganize and centralize budget functions and to align existing positions in the proper organizational unit. The budget includes a number of budget notes for budget execution accountability to the legislature during the 01-03 biennium. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 5518.
Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Representative Morgan, the Natural Resources Subcommittee, Senator Dukes, for your participation in all this work. I know this is a difficult budget to deal with because of some of the problems, and I'd like to thank Director Ball, the governor's office, for working with us to work out the details, and Mr. Ken Rocco, our LFO staff, for his work. So with that, is there discussion? Senator Dukes.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to point out one particular position that we discovered had been eliminated, and we were surprised at it and dismayed, and it's an NRS 4 position in interjurisdictional fisheries. It's a pretty high-level position on the Columbia River that does a whole lot of different kinds of things. It's the only one of its kind. It does USV Canada negotiations. It does intergovernmental negotiations. It does ESA. It just does a whole bunch of stuff, all of which are front burner kinds of things.